I saw a nice vart in the Sefer Agra Dekala from the Bnei Yisachar. In this week's Parsha, Yaakov blessed Ephraim and Menashe and says, right, it's a pretty serious bracha. All the generations, all the Jews will bless their kids and say, you should be like Ephraim and Menashe. And it's true, right? To this very day, Friday night, all the fathers go to their sons and they say, exactly like Yaakov said, Yisimcha lo kinkah Ephraim and Menashe. So, why, what's so great about Ephraim? I mean, I'm not anyone to measure the greatness of Ephraim and Menashe, but neither am I to measure the greatness of the other grandchildren of Yaakov, or children of Yaakov, or Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, right? So why Davki Simcha Lekim Ephraim v'Chim Menashe, and not like any of the other Avos? So the Agra Dekala points out that if you look at the order with the order of the parsha, first Yaakov says, "I'm going to bless the kids," and says, "Hamalach HaGoel," etc. And then Yosef brings the kids in, Ephraim and Menashe, and Yaakov switches his hands, right? And then he says, Yisimcha lo-kim ke-Ephraim v'chim Menashe. What happened there? There are a lot of great people. If you're measuring how great the people were, we're not going to start comparing them. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, different Shvatim, etc. But what happened in the generations, right? Avram and his brothers, okay, they were legamre, you know, one was an idol worshiper and one was the big, one found Hashem. Avram and kids, Yitzchak and Yishmael. And there's a whole question, who did Avram like better? Who did Sarah like better? Who did Hashem like better? Yitzchak or Yishmael? When Yitzchak looked like he was trying to win, Rashi says Yishmael tried to kill him and ended up getting kicked out of the house because they were fighting over who would be number one, who would be the top, who would be the best. Okay, try again, Yaakov and Esav. So we know from the very beginning, you know, from the moment they were born, they're already struggling about this, and the Bechorah, and the Bracha, and who would Abba like best, and who's he going to give the Bracha to, ended up almost killing each other. In the next generation, Yosef and the other Yishvat and the Rachel Bnei Leah, the exact same thing. Who did Yaakov like best? The Bnei Leah or the Bnei Rachel? And Yaakov favored Yosef, he was best, so the brother tried to kill him, and they sold him into slavery, etc., and it didn't work. What happens here all of a sudden? Menashe and Ephraim. Menashe's older. He deserves the right hand, right? That's the rule. All of a sudden, Yaakov switches his hand and switches whether he's going to favor the old, younger one instead of the older one, just like happened to all the generations. But no one complains. Menashe doesn't say anything. They never fight. There's never resentment. Nothing happens about it. Beseder, okay, you could be the first one. I could be second. You could be second. I could be first. We're all getting the bracha. We're all part of the family. We're all following the Masorah. It doesn't really matter so much who's first and who's second. That happened for the first time by Ephraim and Menashe. The Agra Dekala says, once that happened, then Yaakov said to them, in all the generations, the Jews should bless their kids, not just they follow the Masorah and the Hashkaf of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and all the Shvatim, but that they be like Ephraim and Menashe. They remember what's important is that we're all together, that we're all one Am. It doesn't matter who's first and who's second. What matters is that we're all together in Am Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom.